This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The roll of thunder, fanfare in the air.
Ooh.
Here it comes. It's time for...
What is it?
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I want people to know that every time Gavin sings that, he shuts his eyes.
Yeah. You know why?
So you get
passion.
Feeling.
Passion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are playing with Chris from Sacramento. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
He's doing good. All right. Have you ever played before?
I sure have.
You have? And how'd you do?
I definitely lost.
You definitely lost. That's what I like to hear. I'm going to get out of the room while you sit with that.
All right. $80 is on the line, Chris. I'm going to ask you five questions. Then we're going to bring Katie back and see which one of you is smarter. Better luck, hopefully, this time. Here we go. Question one. President Biden released a statement about the Omicron variant of COVID-19 yesterday, assuring everyone that there's no need to panic and there won't be any new shutdowns. We don't know a lot about this new variant, so this is out of caution, and that's all. The Omicron variant is named after the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Oh, my goodness.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Delta.
All righty. Question two. Golfer Lee Elder passed away at the age of 87. He broke the race barrier for the game of golf and won the Masters in 1975, which was significant because he played at Augusta in Georgia, which didn't allow black people to join until well into the 90s.
Oh.
At the famed Pebble Beach Golf Course in the Bay Area, what is the name of the tree that's out on a rock by itself?
I have no idea.
Okay. You want to take a guess? 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Birdwatch.
All righty. Oh, that's a good name. I like
good
that
guess.
One. Question three. Sacramento State announced yesterday that full in-person graduation will return this spring after a 2-year absence. It will be May 20th through the 22nd at the Golden One Center, and masks will be required, but COVID-19 protocols will be announced the closer we get. What is the mascot of Sac State?
A hornet.
Do you know his name?
I do not know his name.
Okay.
I know it's a hornet.
All right. Okay. Question four. There is going to be a third Magic Mike movie, and it will be called Magic Mike's Last Dance. It will premiere exclusively on HBO Max, and Channing Tatum and director of the first Magic Mike film, Steven Soderbergh, are returning to finish it out. True or false, Magic Mike is based on true events from Channing Tatum's days as a stripper.
False.
Okay. And question five, director Adam McKay and Will Ferrell are no longer friends after 25 years. Despite making some of the funniest movies of all time, like Anchorman and Step Brothers together, the final blow came from McKay not casting Ferrell in the new HBO drama about the 1980s LA Lakers.
Whoa.
If they were friends for 25 years and Anchorman came out in 2004, how long were they friends when that movie came out? You gotta do two things.
Mm-hmm.
Two different math equations.
Lots of math.
What? I'm sorry, what were the numbers again?
25 years, and Anchorman came out in 2004. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
I have no idea.
All righty, Katie! That's why it's always good to play with pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
We're I'm driving right now. I'm working.
Oh, you're driving? Where do you work?
I'm doing DoorDash right now.
DoorDash.
What?
Do you have food in the car at this moment?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm paused DoorDash right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. We're live on Instagram, by the way, and 106.5. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. President Biden released a statement about the Omicron variant of COVID-19 yesterday, assuring everybody that there's no need to panic and there will not be any new shutdowns. We don't know a lot about this new variant, so this is just out of caution, and that is all. The Omicron variant is named after the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet? 3 seconds.
Delta.
That is correct. Question two. Golfer Lee Elder passed away at the age of 87. He broke the race barrier for the game of golf and won the Masters in 1975, which was significant because it's played at Augusta in Georgia, which didn't allow black people to join until well into the 90s.
What?
Yeah, it's a racist sport.
Oh, my God.
Or at least it was. At the famed Pebble Beach Golf Course in the Bay Area, what is the name of the tree that's out on a rock all by itself?
Katie's face.
What is the name of the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
That's better than his guess, which was he guessed the bird watcher.
Yeah.
I know. I like that, too. It sounds like an indie film.
Yeah.
It's called The Lone Cypress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Question three. Sacramento State announced yesterday that full in-person graduation will return this spring.
Woo!
After a two-year absence.
Sorry, Kevin.
It will be May 20th through the 22nd at the Golden One Center. Masks will be required, but COVID-19 protocols will be announced the closer we get. What is the mascot of Sac State?
Herky the Hornet.
That is correct. And you know what, Chris? I gave it to you anyway, even though he just said the Hornet.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to him anyway.
I feel Thank like you. Herky like tried to punk Kevin 1 year.
Oh, year after year.
I mean, like, flexed on you.
Yeah, Herky's hilarious.
It was, I found it to be a little odd.
I loved it. I was there for it. Question four. There is going to be a third Magic Mike movie, and it will be called Magic Mike's Last Dance. It will premiere exclusively on HBO Max, and Channing Tatum and director of the first Magic Mike film, Steven Soderbergh, are returning to finish it out. True or false, Magic Mike is based on true events from Channing Tatum's days as a stripper.
Oh, let's say true.
That is correct.
Okay.
The names have changed, but the people are real.
But the humping is real.
The humping is real. Oh. Question five. Director Adam McKay and Will Ferrell are no longer friends after 25 years.
Adam McKay, like?
The director and writer.
Oh, I was thinking, who's Adam McKay?
The director and writer.
He's not the actor.
He's not an actor.
Okay.
Yeah. Despite making some of the funniest movies of all time, like Anchorman and Step Brothers together, the final blow came from McKay not casting Ferrell in the new HBO drama he's making about the 1980s LA Lakers. If they were friends for 25 years,
okay,
and Anchorman came out in 2004, how long were they friends when that movie came out?
What?
Gotta do two things.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay.
You can
just give me a freaking second
you
here.
Can do it.
This is very annoying.
I'll give you 3 seconds.
Please stop it. 11, right. 10, 9.
Three.
Okay, and hold on.
All right, and a 2.
Okay, hold on, I said. You're not giving me enough time.
And here comes 1.
Oh, God.
And
what was the question?
Okay. The answer is 8 years.
Gavin, that wasn't enough time.
It sure was.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Jacob, you shut up.
Don't
you agree with him?
2021 minus 25.
Uh-huh.
And then
I understand how to do it. You didn't give anybody enough time. Did he get it right?
No.
Yeah, you know why?
Because he didn't have enough time. It's because he's driving. That's why. Yeah, he didn't have a pen and paper. That's what we're talking about.
He works for DoorDash.
He's DoorDashing. Okay, here we go. Chris from Sacramento. DoorDasher to the stars. 2, Katie 3. Man, once again, Chris, you're not smarter than Katie.
Chris,
One day.
I do feel like each of us could have had another point had we not been rushed through the math question. But you know what? That's just me.
That would have happened, guess what? Chris still would have lost.
Yeah, I know, but in a more respectable way.
In a more respectable way, yeah. That is true. Chris, what is it that you want to tell us?
Once again, I am not smarter than Katie.
Once again. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.